And welcome back inside the studio. Tristan Winder, Rick Windham, glad to be with you here for Mugs in the Morning. Time now to get a quick check of our time and temp. It's a service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. 822, 31 degrees still, sunny today with a high near 54. Did you do anything this week, Rick, with these summer-like temperatures?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
Enjoyed them.
Yeah.
But not a whole lot outside. And so
I enjoyed enough for the both of us. Monday,
good.
I mowed the yard, picked up the leaves. There were more than enough. Didn't get an exact count for you, but I'd say we were probably in the few thousands. And Tuesday and Wednesday, took my nephew to Cody Park. You know, Lyle,
heard you mention that the other day.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Lyle, like, and the crew are starting to put some of the Christmas decorations out, and kind of wanted to ask him if they've ever been able to do that at this time of the year with this warm of temperatures that he remembers.
Somebody would remember if they did.
Yeah.
Because it's a nice gig.
Because it's almost unheard of. I mean, it just, it doesn't happen. So.
Yeah.
Thanks to Brandy from the Prairie Arts Center for joining us here this morning. Have another guest joining us here before we switch over to the Outdoor Connection in just a few moments. We have Justin from Greenroot joining us. Justin, thanks for taking time for us, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now, Justin, obviously Greenroot, one of our newest businesses here in the downtown community. What do we need to know about Greenroot for folks that haven't heard about the business before?
Absolutely. Essentially, it's a hemp and CBD business. And what that is, it's supplements that have been recently showing to help people with different ailments. Now, we're not medical professionals, but all we do is run off the feedback from people that have taken the products that we sell down there. So from a variety of different things, blood pressure and back pain. You know, honestly, there's probably lots and lots of reasons why people take it, but we kind of just encourage people to come in and give something a try, to have a little bit more a holistic attempt versus going to something a lot more harsh as far as, you know, dealing with ailments.
Okay. So these are for some of the common ailments that we all experience, unfortunately, back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, I mean, you name it.
Absolutely. Arthritis is another one.
Sure.
Things that traditionally you have a hard time dealing with, and there's a lot of people out there that don't want to take something that's really going to inhibit their day-to-day life, essentially.
Okay.
Now the name, it intrigues me. How did you come up with that name?
Absolutely. Personally, I didn't have a play in that, but the powers that be, the other people that work at the store there, I think it was trying to get, like a grassroots movement-ish
okay,
kind of thing.
Makes,
so
yeah,
the Green Root, just doing something a little bit more holistic and traditional. Essentially, during the 20s, 30s, and 40s, Nebraska was one of the biggest producers of hemp.
A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people do not know that.
And it was the war effort, and the farmers grew it for rope.
Absolutely. And they're doing the same thing now. They're trying to just to expand. So, and that's one subject I didn't even plan on talking about, but the textile industry is a whole nother just byproduct. So you're making these products, these supplements, essentially. But the other side is, using 100% of the plant, they can just do anything. They can make the shirts.
Do you have anything like that in the shop? Either clothing, or a lot of times I see some really cool wall hangings that are made with hemp.
Right. We're currently looking to get a lot of that different stuff in. We're in a transition, right now, where a lot of these paper mills and people are using other textiles, used to use hemp, phased it out because it was, essentially illegalized for a little while there.
Right.
And in the 2018 Farm Bill, they realized, hey, we can bring a lot of, revenue back to the United mm-hmm. States by doing what they were doing,
right,
during the 40s, so.
There you go.
Again, we have Justin joining us here from the Greenroot, a convenient location here in downtown North Platte as well, parking right across the street from the courthouse.
Absolutely.
So tell us, how long have you been involved with the Greenroot here locally from the groundwork then?
Essentially, yep, from the get-go. Actually born and raised here in North Platte, and moved out to Colorado, I'd say, about 6 years ago to get this hemp thing going, essentially. They were just a little bit ahead of Nebraska as far as,
right,
legalization.
Right.
But when the Farm Bill came around, it really opened up the doors. And
it's a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, took the stigma off and allowed people to see that this is not like it's distant cousin, you know, the marijuana plant. That's the number one question people get. And, you know, this is a non-psychoactive.
No THC. No.
Right, essentially.
And the THC is the psychoactive product in the marijuana.
Absolutely.
So there, and there is none of that whatsoever within the hemp. There's none of that whatsoever within the store.
Right. Well, there's a tiny amount. No, essentially there's not. There's some products that are considered full spectrum, and it's such a minute amount, it's almost funny to even... legally, you have to say that it's in there. But it's
like calling a grain of sand a sandcastle.
Exactly. And it's, you know, again, in that hemp plant, that was a perfect analogy. Exactly, because that's why everything's tested, too. And, you know, you test with the state, you test with the federal government, and they say, look, you could drink 10 gallons of this oil and would never have a psychoactive effect from it. But it does play in some of the full spectrum products. It plays a good part into, you know, the quote medical benefits that the plant has. But again, in this tiny, tiny amount, in a fraction of some of the things, 99% of all products are CBD or other cannabinoids like CBG and CBN.
So, Justin, are folks still welcome to come into the Green Root during this challenging COVID-19 time?
Absolutely. You know, they're definitely, you know, we are doing everything we can. So, you know, as far as sterilization, you know, social distancing, you know, certain things like that. Playing by the rules is a big thing to do right now. But also, you know, we want to be able to be open to offer these products to people, especially during times like this.
Yeah, okay. Because if folks had a pain in the neck before, that pain in the neck is just intensified.
Absolutely.
In more ways than one.
Exactly.
So, Justin, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I would just encourage people, you know, if they are looking for a different method to try to deal with certain things, you know, one of the biggest successes is not having all these side effects that you would have with traditional ways of dealing with things. And, you know, just give it a try. I mean, we try to just encourage people to take a little bit more of a holistic attempt just to kind of better their lives on a day-to-day basis. You know, the healthier we are, especially during these times, the better.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know until you try, so why not give it a shot?
Absolutely.
And if folks are not sure, or maybe they're not educated about it, the staff down there at the location here on 4th Street are professionals. They're going to be able to help you no matter what the cause may be or what ailment you may be suffering with.
Absolutely. They'd be able to point you in the right direction. And again, at the end of the day, I think the worst thing we've ever heard is maybe it didn't work as well as the next person versus, you know, some other side effects you could get from other things that, you know, you get prescribed or try. We really haven't had any negative feedback, actually, which is very crazy to hear.
What are the hours if folks want to stop in at the location across from the courthouse?
You know, that is a great question. They're actually getting ready to transition into the winter hours. So I believe Sunday and Monday is closed right now. Yep.
And do you guys have a website or something folks can go to get a little more information or a phone number they could call?
Absolutely. So they have thegreenroot.com, or you could also go to groverfamilyfarms.com, and that's actually the company that I started, and we do all the extraction and you know, product development and testing and all that stuff. That's kind of the technical side of getting these products ready for market.
Awesome. Well, Justin, we appreciate the time. Appreciate you doing some education for us this morning, and hopefully folks will stop in and see you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's going to wrap things up here for Mugs in the Morning. We do have Rick in next with the Outdoor Connection, but want to give folks a quick reminder, we do have Big Red Football coming up tomorrow here on KODY. Our pregame show is set to start at 6 a.m. with Greg Sharp and Matt Davidson, and we have an 11 o'clock kickoff tomorrow as the Big Red prepare to take on Illinois. That's going to do things for me here for Mugs in the Morning. Have a great weekend, folks. Rick's in next for the Outdoor Connection, and we'll be back with Mugs in the Morning on Monday morning here on KODY North Platte, with translator K291BW.